The day that I knew that I wanted to be a teacher was probably a collection of days. Sharon Rocker, my AP English literature teacher at Holland High School, was probably one of the finest human beings I have ever met. She instilled in me a love for literature, but she also showed me what it means to be a quality educator who loves her students and her curriculum. And I loved my curriculum because she did, and she loved me, and I loved her back. And I could see myself doing that for the rest of my life.
I haven't known you long, but I do know that there are kids in this building who are going to tell that story about you. You know, aww. you're the graduates talking to other kids who are in high school about you or that kind of teacher.
Aww.
How does that impact the way you come mm-hmm. to work every day?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I appreciate you saying that. I care so deeply about my students, and it's funny how within just a few days they feel like you've known them forever and they are your own. And it matters to me that my students like me. And I know that that sounds perhaps a bit petty, but I also know that if they like me and they know that I love them back, they're much more willing and interested in engaging with what I'm trying to teach them. I'm not teaching them writing, I'm teaching people. And I think that the students at Holland High School see that in all of their teachers, because the teachers at Holland High really do love their students.
You could literally teach anywhere. You could go anywhere and get hired as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Why Holland High School? Why mm-hmm. Holland Public Schools?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good question. Well, I am a Holland High School graduate. Never in a million years did I expect that I would come back to my alma mater and teach. But I went to Hope College, and then I transferred to Calvin College because of a series of events. And while at Calvin College, decided to become a teacher. You need to student teach. Calvin College is, generally speaking, a pipeline from the Christian schools. But when I asked if I might be able to student teach at my alma mater, Holland High School, Calvin was gracious enough to comply, because they were eager to have a public school kind of in their repertoire for student teachers. I love Holland Public Schools because we serve all kids. It doesn't matter where you come from, how much money you have, perhaps your learning disabilities, your gifts, your strengths. We serve all kids at Holland Public Schools, and I wanted to be a part of a place that served all kids.
Yeah. And obviously that spreads, that love for this school district spreads to your kids as well.
So I have Thaddeus, who is a junior in college. I have and graduated from Holland High School, was on our state champ soccer team. I have Libby, who is a sophomore, and I have Ahava, who is a seventh grader in our Spanish two-way bilingual program. And I cannot imagine having my children go anywhere else. This is the place where I know that they will be nurtured and loved and challenged to be all that they can be and to reach their potential and go far beyond Holland.
Tell me about how the kids are doing this year with the masks and COVID and all the new things. As you've seen now for a week or so, how are they doing with all the new rules and all
mm-hmm.
the new normal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So prior to getting to school this fall, you know, on paper, we've got what I think is a pretty fabulous protocol and plan for keeping kids safe and healthy as best we can. The realities of that protocol, you know, going through the day-to-day, minute by minute, is much more difficult than I expected. But it's frankly the kids that have kind of alleviated that pressure. Students wearing the masks is inconvenient, but they do it because they love each other and they love us and they really love being here and they want to be here. So there has been really no struggle with, you know, keeping students wearing their masks. But they are human creatures and they do have a hard time staying 6 feet apart. So that's definitely been the challenge of, you know, I know you want to be close, but you got to spread out. So it's been hard, but I think we're all so happy to be together that it's been worth, you know, all of the different inconveniences.
How have parents been Have you heard a lot from parents?
I have seen parents out and about in the community. Obviously, my own kids have friends whose parents I talk to, and I would say the general feel is, yeah, COVID has not been cool, but we sure are handling it well, and it's so great to be together, and we're going to do what it takes to be together.
COVID is really half of what kids are dealing with as they come back to school.
Yes, this year. It really is.
It's been a summer full of turmoil, and I'm sure that a lot of your kids are dealing with. How do you, as a teacher, listen and hear what they have to say and allow them to kind of talk through that? Just talk through about that, about how they're dealing with that and how you're a part of them processing.
Well, I appreciate the fact that we have been very good here at Holland High School, probably throughout the entire district, of recognizing that COVID is only a piece to some of the, you know, the world and our local world's pain. I have the good fortune of teaching speech class, where I get to be a part of students' stories as they're telling it. So our students have done, I think, just a really important and the vulnerable work of owning some of the sadnesses that they have experienced this summer. You know, everything that you see in the news, everything that you see that have become social justice issues in our community, our kids live those stories. And school is a safe place for them to share those stories. And we have to create those spaces for them to either tell them vocally or in writing. And we also have to hold those stories carefully and help them navigate all of these things in a way that honors who they are as individuals, but also kind of takes care of their hearts, because some of them are hurting. It's tough to navigate because there are other kids in the classes who don't see all of the social injustices in the world because it's not part of their story. So how do we, you know, give community space to share stories and recognize that some have stories that do not parallel other stories, but respect them all?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Especially since some of the stories, especially the beginning parts of some of your student stories, weren't written by them, but written for them by their parents, right?
Sure.
Some of the foundations of their stories are not their own.
Right, right. They were born into circumstances that they would perhaps not have chosen.
Well, both in favor of that conversation and against that conversation.
Correct, yes.
And the last question is, why is Holland Public Schools right for you?
Holland Public Schools is right for me because we recognize some of these stories that we're talking about. We recognize that every individual human being that comes to Holland Public Schools is a gift, is a person with both pain and joy in their life. And we get to navigate those together, all in tandem with delivering what I think is a rigorous, irrelevant, and a stellar educational program for all kids.